Simin Tzadibay Sivov. Nagu ha'olam la'aser kishenafla la'daifin shaloi k'neged ha'raitiv. So there's a minig, it's not Mikra Adin, but it's the prevailing minig, it's Nagu ha'olam, that we aser the pot of soup if the drip of milk falls against the side of the pot, shaloi k'neged ha'raitiv, above the layer, above the level of the liquid. So if you have a pot of soup that's halfway full, but the drop of milk fell on the upper half of the pot, so then we ask her what's in, what, everything that's in the pot. Now the reason behind this is because, as we learned in the last sif, that drop of milk that falls connected the reikon will ask her up to 60 times itself, up to 60 times its own volume. So now you have an area, an undefined area of iser of 60 times itself that doesn't quite reach the level of the reitiv, because if it would reach the reitiv, it would become this battle in the reitiv. But it's right above the layer of the reitiv, there's an area that's 60 times the drip of milk. What we're choshish is that maybe the resicha will cause the milk to, will cause the soup to boil up, and it will then touch against that area, and now you're going to need shishim pumim, shishim ve'echad. You're going to need 60 times that area, which is close to 61 times. So it comes out you're going to need 3,660, or close to that amount, to be mevatel this one drop of milk. And assuming you don't have that amount in the pot, Shach speaks out, if you do have that amount, then in the chanami it would all be mutter. But provided you don't have that amount, and it's an awful lot, then everything in the pot is aser. So even though we mikra din, we don't have to be choshish that the resicha raised up the liquid to aser it. It's, we have a cheskes heter over here. There's no reason to be machzik iser misafik. However, the minhag ha'olam is that we are choshish for this, and therefore we aser everything that's in the pot, if it falls above the reitiv. Now the Shach says that he disagrees and says there is no such minhag. He brings that the Maharai, the Chumash Deshen, who is one of the later Rishonim, does not bring this as a minig, and therefore he says that this is not the minig for the Bnei Ashkenaz. However, the Prima Gadim says that it is our minig, and Mechaber Ramah both bring it, and Memela, one should aser the whole pot if the drip of milk falls above the level of the reitiv. Now the Mechaber continues, the Dafka Kishanayfel Ba'isitzad She'ina Keneged Ha'ish. But when is this that we ask for everything? That's only if it fell on the side that's not opposite the fire. So remember, we're talking about a pot that's next to a fire. So let's say one side of the pot is next to the fire, the other side of the pot is facing away from the fire. So if it falls on the side that's facing away from the fire, so that's when we have this iser, right? That's when we're going to ask for everything that's in the pot. Avalam nafal keneged eish, if it falls on the side that's facing the fire, mutter. Then the pot is mutter. She'esh sorfo yu miyavshoy. Because then we say the fire burns up the drip of milk and it will dry it up, and therefore it doesn't have a chance to be mavliya into the pot. It'll be serifit right away. And the Ramah says, v'azakate renami shari. And if so, even the pot will be mutter because it won't be muvla into the pot. It'll be burnt up. However, the Shach says that we should be machmir on that, like the Isser v'Heter, and we should aser the pot. The food is mutter, but in such a case, if it falls, even though we hear that it got burnt up right away, we should kasher the pot anyway. Says the mechaber, v'dafka b'davar mu'et kain tipa aval nafla harbe in lahater. But that's only if it was only a small amount of milk, like one drop. However, if it's a lot of milk, and the Machzor Shekel says that would be about 4 or 5 drops of milk, then we should not permit it, because then we say it takes too long for the fire to dry it up, it will be nivla in. Afilim nafal keneged eish, alim kein keneged ha'roitiv ayidei shishim. We would have to come on to the other heterim of, it'd have to be only if it's keneged ha'roitiv, if it's on the bottom of the pot, or ayidei shishim, if there would be 60, and then if it falls on the bottom of the pot, if there's shishim keneged it, then it would be bottle. The Shach says though that if it fell on the top part of the pot, if it's a kedera chadasha, so then also there is no minig to be machmir in that case, Like we learned in the last sif, Kedera Chadasha has the dinim as though it fell keneged haraitiv, and therefore it is fine. I mean, that was based on a mamon of shach, as we explained in the last sif. Now, even though technically it's possible to come up with a scenario where even if it's a chadasha, it would be a problem. For example, if the resicha made the pot boil up, it boiled up pretty high, it would be nivla bliyas, mamish bliyas into the top of the pot, then the resicha went back down, then the milk fell against the side, it acided it, then again it boiled up a second time. So if you had such a case, l'chayr, it should be a problem. So why are we makel by chadasha? So the Chavis Da says that so many sfeikas you have over here that it had to have done, first boiled up and then went down and then boiled up a second time. He says it's like a sfeika. Mela we're makel if it's chadasha. Now the Taz points out over here, very important Taz. He says that if it fell keneged, we said if it falls keneged the aish, it's mutter. What happens if it was next to the fire, but then it's removed from the fire, and then it falls connected that area over there? So he says, no, then we're machmer in that case. Because it's not connected the fire anymore, the fire isn't going to be serifit. So Agav, you see from this Taz, that we're choshish that the belial will go through the pot and will aser everything, even if the pot is removed from the fire. So not only a klirishin that's oimid ala eish has the chumra of tipas chalav, but even if it's removed from the fire, so it's just a kli rishon shehusar me'esh. So even though it's true, it's still the atzeledes, but it's very hot, the pot, but it doesn't even have a fire underneath it. There's no heat source anymore. Still, we see from the Taz that we have to be choishish that if a drip of milk or iser falls against it, we have to be choishish, it's nivla all the way through. Okay, there's a Chavis Das also that says, what happens if you have a pot that has a long handle on it, and the milk falls onto the handle? So he says it depends. If the milk, where the milk falls on it, if you were to go horizontal across through to the pot, that area of the pot has reitiv. So that's like it fell connected the reitiv. If you go directly across and it's above the reitiv, so then it's like it fell connected harekon. What if the handle though is not yatzaladis boy? The pot's on the fire. The pot itself is very, very hot. But the handle, it's a long handle. You can hold it. It's not, yeah, it's a lettuce on the handle. So then he says that it's mutter. Then there's no problems over here at all. Okay, that's the Chavis Das. The Ramah continues. V'oza kadeira hava asura afil yeshishim betavshil neged hatipa. If it fell keneged the reitiv, so then the kadeira itself is asur. Even though there's shishim in the tavshil neged hatipa. Shinaflo. Okay, v'yare miyad ha-tavshel mimenu b'tzaracher. You should immediately pour out the soup from the other side, shaloi k'neged ha-tipa, right, from the opposite side that the tipa fell on. V'im bishlu b'kedeira tavshel acher dina k'mo p'amrishin. And if you cooked a subsequent time, let's say you emptied it, and then you forgot about it, you cooked another food in it, then it would be the same as the first time you cooked. So if it's k'neged the reitiv, and there's shishim k'neged it, so then you're okay. And when you remember, so then you should immediately pour it out from the other side. Now the Shach explains over here, why is it that the Kedera is Aser, even though the Shishim connected it? Didn't we say that it's like it was Mefafea right into the pot, and became Mevotel? Or if it spreads out in the pot, it becomes bottle and all the bliyas that are in the pot. So Maman of Shach L'chayr, we're okay. If it's Mefafeya Bekula, it was bottle. And if it was went straight into the Tavshil, it became bottle. So why, if it fell Keneged the Reitiv, why if it falls on the bottom of the pot, why do we have to kasher the pot? So the Shach explains, there's also another possibility, that some of it remains in the Daifin of the Kli itself, in the Oivya Kli. We don't know for sure that it all went in Bifnim. If it doesn't, the less that goes in, so then it won't aser. In terms of the tavshil, we're okay. But then we have to be afraid, maybe it didn't all go in, and next time I cook, more will go in. So this is not like the taz that we learned in the last sif, that says that if it doesn't go in this time, it's not going to go in subsequent times either. So Right, so the Taz said, therefore there's no, there's just a chumrah to kasher the pot. Mikra din, there's no need to kasher it. But the Shach, and that's the reading of the Rama as well, is that you do need to kasher it. And if you didn't kasher it, so then it'll aser the second tavshil the same way as it asered, as it would have asered the first tavshil. Meaning if you have shishim, so you're fine. And if you don't have shishim, it's going to aser the next tavshil. So like the Taz, that wouldn't be possible, because just if it didn't aser the first tavshil, it was because it was mefafei into it, and it became bottle. So once it's bottled, and if it stayed in the daifin, so it won't come the next time either. So therefore, like the Taz, charem amanav shach, no matter what, the tavshil should be mutter. But you see, like the Rama and the Shach, that we have to be chayshish that the bliya, some of the bliya remained in the pot and will come in the next time.